And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Well, it's great to be back with you again. I want to apologize again about last week's program. It wasn't the best voice quality, but I did it from home. And sometimes when you're not right in the studio, the voice doesn't come out so good. But I was so thrilled to be with you. And today we're going to be talking about a subject that is so very important. You know, I only believe that personal salvation is more important than today's topic. There's a lot of evils in this world, a lot of sinister things going on. And as we move, we're barreling toward the last days here. We're in the last days, but we're barreling toward that end event, the great battle of Armageddon. And I'll tell you, with Gog and Magog and all of that, it's going to be tremendous. That's why I wrote my newest book, The Destroyer. The Destroyer, Abaddon, The Destroyer. The Antichrist is here. And my friends, I want you to listen very closely to today's program. And I must tell you that I have shed a lot of tears over the events in this program. And in 55 or 60 minutes, I could not possibly relate to you my feelings. I wish I could. But I do believe you're my sincere friends. You're the followers of this ministry, and you and I, we have the same Father in heaven, Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus Christ is a gentle soul. He could be a tyrant. He could be a tyrannical God. But he is a gentle soul. And he says in the Bible, he told his disciples that he's not only their master, but he's their friend. Their friend. He's someone you can go to with your problems, with your heartaches, and of course with your joys, with the thrills that you have in life, the good things. So Jesus is our great benefactor, our lover. He loves us. You know, I look back, my mother and father passed away now. I look back on how much they loved me. I guess that was their biggest error. Loving little Tex. Of course, I'm big Tex now. But you know, neither one of them really, they were born in a very poor time and lived during the Great Depression and didn't have much and didn't even finish high school. My dad used to laugh and say that he finished high school. He went all the way through the front door and out the back door one day. But he was, of course, just joshing, just kidding. But he was a well-read man. He read all the time and, you know, sort of self-educated. And he was so happy when I graduated from college and went on to get a graduate degree and get all kind of plaudits and taught in the universities that I did. He was very happy for me. And I'll tell you, when I went home, you know, I could have advanced degrees and teach at university, but my dad could sure carry on a conversation with me. And sometimes we got into arguments, not real arguments, but, you know, talking about politics and religion and things. And I realized my dad was, he was a smart man. Now, he may not have had PhDs, but he had the brain of that. He was a smart man. Well, he was a good man, and my mother was a sweet, sweet lady. And I looked at Jesus as being even above them. Isn't that amazing? He's my Savior, and he must be fed up. He must be heartsick at what he sees in the world today. And some things were unearthed during this campaign. They came out. They were revealed. So bad. Things that are so so terrible, so horribly tragic. I must tell you about him today. I feel compelled by God himself to tell you about these things. Some of you may know much more than I do about this subject. It's called Pizzagate. But it's not about pizza. It's about children. It's about pedophiles. It's about evil men and women who abuse little children, who kidnap, abduct them, rape them, torture them, snuff out their lives. But for the grace of God, I could be an abducted child. You could too. We have who knows how many tens of thousands of missing children across America. And every time I go down a street, drive down a street or in some town or city, and I see little boys and girls playing by themselves without the parents around, I say, you know, these children don't realize they're in jeopardy. They're in great risk. But why should they be? They're just little kids. They're just playing a game of ball or something else out on the street in their front yards. Why should they be in danger? Let me tell you why, my friends. Because America is a fallen nation. I do believe we fit the category of a mystery Babylon empire. And Pizzagate will prove it to you. You know, as these WikiLeaks, these emails of John Podesta. Now, John Podesta is campaign chairman, and he's a big cheese, for Hillary Rodham Clinton's campaign for president. And during the election, someone, we think it was a man named Julian Assange, but he was getting emails that released them to the public. He released over 50,000 emails. 50,000. And they were all inside emails of the Democratic National Committee and of Hillary Clinton's campaign and of her top campaign associates, and especially the emails of a Mr. John Podesta. Now, most people barely knew John Podesta, but I knew him from the political world and from years of shady subterfuge dealings as a politician and advisor. He doesn't run for office himself, but he manages the campaigns. And he's long been a Clinton insider. He has a house in the Virginia area in Washington, D.C. I'll tell you about his home. I've been there because I've seen the pictures of it. So I haven't personally been there. I've just seen what it's like. And John Podesta evidently has many friends among the elite, but particularly in the news media. I mean, they're drawn to him like maggots to dead meat. Maggots to dead meat. I use that term very carefully because that's what this man is a chief maggot. That's pretty bad, isn't it? That's pretty bad. And the things he does, and his brother, Tony Podesta, an attorney who's gotten some of the biggest gangsters, I call them political gangsters in Washington, D.C., off, are up to their neck in shady dealings. Now, somebody began releasing John Podesta's emails. How would you like it if somebody took all of your emails from years back all the way up to today and began to release them one by one by one by one? You probably wouldn't like it. You may have some secret things on there. And if you have some secret things, they're all going to be discovered by the international press and the world about you and the little people. That's me, Tex Mars. Maybe you're a little person too. And when I call you a little person, I don't mean that I think you're a big person. I think you're a big hearted. I think you're a big spirited. I think you're a Christian believer. That puts you in a special category with me. I believe you're my brother and sister. if you're a Christian. And even if you're not a Christian, if you're a person of goodwill who is kind to Christians, who is kind to people, you see, I think Jesus will honor that. I'm not saying you're going to get to heaven or anything else, but I do know that if you treat Christians generously and merrily and do them goodness to them, you'll be taken care of. I think God will call you. I've known men out there and they've been very kind and considerate with Christians. They're not like the Hillary campaign people that hate Christians. You remember that Miss Palmieri, one of the top aides of Hillary, talked about the church. She says the people in the church are bastards. And the fact that you don't allow the Christian church does not want homosexual, married homosexual becoming priest and things like that, that's a bastardization, she says. Do you, my friends, do you look in the mirror knowing what a kind, soft heart you have as a Christian? How you love everybody, how you want to reach out to children and to adults alike and give them a generously of your humanitarian, how you sacrificially give and you care for people and then they call you a bastard? Is that right? No, it's not right. It's not correct. It's evil. But that's what Hillary Rodham Clinton and John Podesta and Miss Palmieri and her homosexual campaign manager, Robbie Mook, that's the kind of people they are. And they hate us. And they want to savage and kill us. If they only could, they'd tear you to pieces, my friends. If you don't think these evil people would tear you to pieces, you need to go to read the book of Acts and read what happened to the first Christian martyr, Stephen, whose countenance was like an angel. He was a young man. The Bible says his countenance was like an angel. He was so meek, so good, so kind. But he taught Jesus and they hated him. They captured him and they beat him and they stoned him to death and they spit on him. That's what they want to do to you and me. That's the reason all these gays are suing Christians out there. That's the reason why Christians are afraid to say Merry Christmas or show that they're Christian by wearing a cross. And it's because so many in society now are satanic and devilish and they hate us. You hate no man. You're a Christian, but they hate you. And they should. Yes, they should. Why should they? Because Jesus said they would. He said if they do these things to the master, to your Lord, don't think they won't do them to you. That's what he said. Now, these WikiLeaks in the latter parts of the campaign began. The WikiLeaks and Mr. Assange began to release. We don't really know who was coming in, but they were truthful. We do know now that Hillary got many of the campaign questions from the debate for the debates in advance. It was cheating. And we know all about these shenanigans. And of course, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, one of her campaign managers, was fired because all these WikiLeaks truths came out. WikiLeaks. The emails of John Podesta were published. And now we know what John Podesta is truly like outside of his little clan of haters. We know what he really did. We know what he really plotted. For example, he told illegal aliens, he told all of his campaign people, let's tell illegal aliens they can vote. If they'll get some form of an ID, they can vote, but he knew they shouldn't vote. The man is a political expert, an authority. He's been around for years. He's the campaign chairman of Hillary Clinton. He knows illegals can't vote, but he wanted them to. And we're told now that up to 4 million illegal aliens voted in this campaign. Did Donald Trump win the popular vote? Of course he did. because 4 million illegals voted for Hillary. You can't even count them. That's why these millions of illegals have been flooding into America. They want to destroy American sovereignty, end America as a nation forever. And Hillary, of course, went down and told the bankers in Brazil that her, and she kept all this secret, of course, but she told them, we know now, we've seen the transcript, we've heard the tape. She said, I want to have an American union. I want to end the border. No more borders. I want people from every country in South and North America to travel freely, to go back and forth. In other words, no more America. No more Constitution. No more immigration laws. End America. That's what they want. Now, why they want to do that is a different story. Jesus sets up nations and he brings them down. But Satan wants his empire. He wants an empire without a border, with no borders. That's what he wants. Now, I want to tell you about these WikiLeaks. What were released were letters to and from, emails from to and from John Podesta that show very clearly in my mind, and I was absolutely flabbergasted. I was absolutely astonished. But here are these secret inside emails put out by WikiLeaks, verified as true. And they use some kind of a strange coding or words. Ah, yes, but then there are people in America who knew of these. You see, there are FBI agents, CIA agents, good people, by the way. Not all of them are dishonest and corrupt. And they immediately saw the code words. In fact, the FBI has put out a dictionary for pedophiles so that their agents can know when pedophiles are speaking to each other. You see, they have their own little language. They speak about their marks, their victims, and what they got from them and what they did to them. Yes, they have a pedophile dictionary. And it appeared that John Podesta was speaking pedophiles, let's just call it that, as a language, pedophiles, in these emails. And people were speaking to him in pedophiles. They were using code words, but they were talking about little boys and little girls and raping and torturing and killing them and sexually abusing them. And they were implicating, evidently, Tony Podesta. That's all I can figure out here. I'm not the smartest man, but I can look at the dictionary of the FBI and see that things are related. And apparently they spoke of a pizzeria in Washington, D.C. In fact, there's three of them, three pizzerias, pizza places. And these three are evidently were reputed to be, and these WikiLeaks seem to be, were using the language of, And we're talking about acts that showed they were the centers for child abuse and that pedophiles would meet in these places down in the basements, in the back rooms and so forth, and have their way with little kids and do terrible things to little kids. And one of these pizzerias was named Comet Ping Pong. Yes, bring your child here and he can play ping pong down in one of the lower rooms while you eat a pizza. But they talked about pizzas in this. Come get a slice of pizza. But they sent out a mailing list, these invitations to their special mailing list. Come get a piece of delicious pizza and enjoy the special sauce that goes with it. That has a relationship to blood and semen. Now, evidently, Comet Ping Pong Pizza, and it exists in Washington, D.C., a certain woman would often go there and perform. Perform? What do you do to perform? Well, she would have satanic rituals called spirit cooking. How can you cook a spirit? Well, you use a goat and you murder the goat. You cut its throat and then you smear the blood on different things. That's what she did publicly. And her name is Marisa Abramson. Now this, in fact, it talks about how John Podesta's invited, and he went with his brother Tony, this famous lawyer in Washington, D.C., and they were invited to Comet Ping Pong Pizza to see Marisa Abramson. And we understand that she's a big friend of Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now, who is Marisa Abramson? She's a Jewish witch. A witch. Now, when she performs, she uses all the horns of the Baphomet. And she uses blood and semen and mixes it together. And she has spirit cooking, where they dredge up the spirits of hell. Can this really go on in a pizza parlor? Yes. Because, you see, they have rooms in the basement area. And there's a place down in the basement, a very special room. And by the way, I've seen pictures of Miss Marisa Abramson. You can go see her online. Go to Google and type up Marisa Abramson. See what kind of things she does. A very famous witch and a very special friend of the Democrat Party and its bigwigs, and especially Mr. John Podesta. See what she does with Baphomet's horns and smearing blood and doing all kind of foul things that have a stench to them. And it seems that these people were invited to come and do things to kids. Now, it seems so incredible. They can actually receive invitations. And the invitations show terrible pictures, satanic pictures, occultic pictures. And they were out in the open about this. Well, they've been doing this for years, and nobody has ever objected. And it is said that even Barack Obama went to this pizza place. Now, there's symbols on the outside of Comet Ping Pong Pizza. Symbols of the crescent moon and the star. Now, some people don't know what the crescent moon and the star mean. That's one of the Muslim symbols. It's a sign of Diana, the witchcraft goddess. She's the star, and the crescent moon is hers. So that is their sign. That's one. I've seen the sign. You can see the... Go to Google it up and look. There it is. The crescent moon. And of course, the star of Diana, the witch. Diana, whom the Apostle Paul in the Bible says is the one whom all the world worship. Think about that. The one whom all the world, except as a Christian, worships. Christians don't worship her. We have nothing to do with witchcraft. Enchantments, the devil's foul works. But Marisa Abramson did, and Tony and John Podesta did. Now, I must tell you, I was totally unaware, even though I have a long history of exposing evil. I've been for some years now looking at Jewish religion and the terrible attributes of various false religions, Islam and so forth, and warning people about Islam, about Judaism, and attempting to do my best to get people to know Jesus Christ. And I've been talking about conspiracies of a different sort. And meanwhile, this pedophile conspiracy has been growing. And this child trafficking, these child trafficking rings, sex rings, have been growing. And millions of children have been plundered across the diverse universe. And from every nation on earth, there has risen up a great core of pedophile rings. And they've been doing terrible things to kids. And eventually, of course, many of these kids end up dead. You see, if you're a child and then you become a teenager, I mean, you're of no use anymore. They don't want you. They want little kids. Starting out with, 4 months, 6 months old, all the way up to, let's say 12, 14, maybe 16. But then they throw you out and kill you. They put you in snuff films. What's a snuff film? It's a film where they actually film somebody being choked to death, murdered, being raped and choked to death, strangled. Oh, there's these snuff films you can buy. In the nation of Italy, some years ago, I wrote about this in one of my books. It turned out that over 10,000 people had bought videos of these snuff films. There was a Jewish snuff ring, and it was broken up by the Italian police. Incredible things going on. But right now what we have is these terrible child abuse rings, and nothing is being done about them. Now, in America, we have some that are actually in the open. For example, NAMLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association. That's what they call themselves. Now, I offered a book some years ago. I wish I still had it on my list, called Franklin Cover-Up. The Franklin Cover-Up. It was about a man named Franklin from Nebraska. He was right there where they have Boys Town, Nebraska. You ever heard of Boys Town? In fact, they made a famous movie about it, you know, with Spencer Tracy. He was one of the priests there, supposedly. They have these Catholic priests and these little boys in an orphan's home. And it was so very, and of course, Mickey Rooney, I think, was one of the ones who played one of the little boys. And they did great things for these little kids. But it turns out that Boys Town was a place of pedophiles, and they put priests there that would do terrible things to these little kids. But more than that, Mr. Franklin had the local chief of police and the mayor and everybody else on his payroll, and he set up the Franklin Savings and Loan Association, and Franklin would charter aircraft. And he would go pick up these little kids from Boys Town and take them to Washington, D.C., to the White House, where they were sexually abused inside the White House during the Reagan presidential years. Now, you've heard all about Ronald Reagan. What a great hero he was. Maybe he was. Maybe he didn't know what was going on. But in fact, Mr. Franklin brought all these little kids to be sexually abused. Now, some of them began to talk about it. Boy, they were shut up quick. They were beaten. They were killed. Some of them ended up in cages, the little kids. Some of them turned up at the Bohemian Grove. So now we have two instances of Nebraska and all the bigwigs there and the Republicans. Yes, the Republicans, Republican Party, bigwigs in Washington, D.C., plundering these little kids. And then many of the same kids showed up. They're like milk carton kids. You know, the milk carton kids, missing kids. They were missing kids. One of them was a mailboy. He was delivering his newspapers in the morning. I mean, a newsboy. And from his bicycle, he was abducted. They ended up at the Bohemian Grove in cages. And many of them ended up dead. All of it is in the Franklin cover-up. I read the book. I couldn't believe it. I got to the author right away. The author, a former military officer, and Mr. Vandekamp. Mr. Vandekamp is also a state legislator in Nebraska, and he wrote this book exposing the Franklin cover-up, and it was true. Horrible pedophile rings. In America. In Washington, D.C., inside the White House. It's true. Now, I'm going to come back in a minute and talk more about this pizza ring, this pizza gate. Oh, God, help these people. God, please help these children. I'm Tex Morris. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. Pizzagate, one of the worst, if not the worst, satanic scandals in the history of the world. Pizzagate. You know, it has a strange name. Pizzagate. You know, a pizza or a slice of pizza looks like a triangle. Now, triangles are very important as a symbol in the occult world. I talk about the triangle in my book, Codex Magica. It's a sign of the unholy trinity of Satan and his goddess, the one whom all the world has worshipped throughout the many centuries by the name of Diana and by many other names, and of course she's worshipped today. And of course, the unholy trinity is a sign of Satan himself and of his son, the Antichrist, the unholy trinity. Think of a piece of pizza. Of course, we think of it as something you eat. Delicious, wonderful. But it has been turned into a wicked and devious thing by the Satanist. And they laugh and they snicker when they talk about a slice of pizza. What is a slice of pizza? Why, that's a little boy, a little girl, a slice of pizza. They can turn the best things into trash. Now, you know, some people would not believe this. They say that Pizzagate has been made up. It's been created. It's fiction. And there are these conspiracy theorists out there that have created this horrible, you know, fairy tale. No, it's not. When I first heard of Pizzagate, I thought, well, that doesn't sound right. I, of course, knew of the Franklin cover-up. I knew of the McMartin case, of the Child Finders cult, of the Jason Epstein scandal, of the Bohemian Grove situation with little boys and girls. I knew of the many Catholic priests across this world, and I can go on and on about the pedophile cover-ups and scandals around the world. But I had not no idea of Pizzagate. And then came the WikiLeaks emails. And boy, John Podesta was exposed. You read these emails and you find out that they're, wow. These are not human beings writing to each other. These are psychopaths. They have a psychopathic language. They speak their own language. The language of smut, of dirt, of evil. And why shouldn't they be evil? Do you realize, my friends, that the religions of this world, other than Christianity, I say that, I put Christianity on a pedestal. It is separate and apart from all other religions. Let me state it flat out. There is no resemblance of Christianity to anything that I'm talking about today. And you must understand this. Now, I've written a new book called The Destroyer. The Antichrist is at hand. That's why we're having Pizzagate. That's why the Franklin cover-up. That's why all of these pedophile cults. And, I mean, there are tens of thousands of little kids being raped and plundered and murdered across the world, and we're sitting by doing nothing about it. You must get off your back end. Do something. Find out about Pizzagate. Go read books. Go see the videos, especially if they haven't got rid of them now. I went to YouTube, and there were dozens. You see, what has happened is when this came out, all the little people, the little Christians, the ones that the churches have rejected, the Methodist Church, the Lutheran Church, the Episcopal Church, they don't want the conspiracy theorist. They don't want us to even know what they're doing because many of them are pedophiles. I cannot tell you, you have to, and homosexual weirdos, you must read my book, Pastors and Churches Gone Wild. It talks about homosexual pastors and pastors who, instead of communion on their communion plates, they encourage the people, here, I'm going to put a big pile of condoms, sexual condoms, on these offering plates and take them and put them in your pockets. And the pastor says, and when you have sex, have it joyfully. You have sex with anybody. Other boys, other girls, not your wife, not your husband. God wants you to go out and have plentiful sex. That's being taught in one church today. And there are the largest television network in the world. The man who ran it just died, and he was a big homosexual, as it turns out. And the second largest Christian television network in the world also was run by a homosexual. Can you believe it? At the same time, the two largest Christian television networks in the world, TBN and PTL, were both run by homosexual men. Or at least they were homosexuals. They could have been transgenders. I don't know. And you don't think this is true? Think about that. I mean, think about Trinity Broadcasting Network. It has well over 2,000 Christian television stations across the world, and its leader was running around and staying in the ritziest hotels in Beverly Hills, and he was having sex with his chauffeur. Both of them were men, of course. Meanwhile, the PTL network, so-called, down in South Carolina, Jim and Tammy Faye Baker were having sex with men and women, and especially little boys. Jim Baker would take these young teenage boys, go swimming naked with them, and have sex with them, and then he'd go and preach Jesus on his television program. So all of these people, think about it, my friends. And then there was these sex rings inside the White House, where they would fly in little boys from orphan homes, didn't even have a father and dad, but they would take them in these chartered aircraft and take them to Washington, D.C., to the White House for sex. And the Catholic priest, even Pope Francis, recently said that there are as many as 8,000 pedophile priests, and we're trying to train them not to go after little boys. 8,000, my eye, there's probably 80,000 if there's one of them. And at the Bohemian Grove, we heard these strange tales. My good friend Alex Jones went in there and saw them doing the most devastating things, playing with themselves right there in public. And and all the people were there, Colin Powell and Henry Kissinger, all these sexual perverts. You don't think it's happening, my friends? I'm telling you, my friends. Hillary Clinton herself is a lesbian, a hardened lesbian. She has a lesbian lover, Huma Abedin. I'm going to talk about her on the next part of this program. Huma Abedin, who had all these thousands of emails that show this sex crime ring, this pizzeria thing, this Pizzagate. It's on the internet, right? I mean, the FBI has over 650,000 emails, and they're hiding them from us. Why is that? Because they have to do with the Pizzagate. Meanwhile, all of these press people, I'm going to talk about that later. Let me just say I have a new book. Boy, it's a book. It's called The Destroyer. And I have another new book. I've been writing things. God has had me busy. A book called The Holy Serpent of the Jews. Who is the Holy Serpent of the Jews? It's the serpent. It's the devil. It's the one that's actually worshipped in Judaism. Now, the World Zionist Congress wrote a letter to Amazon, and they demanded that my book, Holy Serpent of the Jews, be removed from their list. Well, thank you, World Zionist Congress. Now, why do they want my book? They told Mr. Bezos, the head of the board of Amazon, the world's largest bookseller. They said Tex Mars is an anti-Semite, a notorious anti-Semite, I believe they called me. His book should not be sold on Amazon. Why would the World Zionist Congress be against this book, Holy Serpent of the Jews? Because it tells the truth. Because I quote rabbi after rabbi. They don't want what the rabbis are privately teaching people to be known to the general public. It's not because I'm against Jews. That's stupid. I love a Jew as much as I love a Gentile. But I tell you what, If a Gentile rapes and kills little children, I will talk about it. I will expose it. And if a Jew does it, I will expose it. And so the Jews say, I'm an anti-Semite because I'm exposing them. I'm only exposing what they do, what they teach, what their religion is all about. They worship the Satan himself as the serpent. They believe the serpent is their Messiah. It's true. I quote the rabbis. Boy, they don't like that. How can Tex Morris quote the, how does he get, where does he find these things? He's a great researcher, but we got to stop him. That's what they're thinking. That's what they're really saying. Stop this researcher. He's one of the greatest researchers in the world. I've been called that. I've been called a conspiracy king and all that nonsense because I come out with truth. And Jesus said, ye shall know the truth. This is in the Gospel of John. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You want to be free of sin? You want to be free of these devilish things? Then come to Jesus Christ. I tell Jews and Gentiles alike, you can be free. And for that, I'm a notorious anti-Semite. I accept that label. It's not true. I accept it only because you have to define it. And my definition is very clear. And the Jew's definition is very clear. Mr. Mars has researched. He knows what he's talking about. That's what they're really saying. But they can't explain that to Mr. Bezos of Amazon. They just simply say, Mr. Mars is a notorious anti-Semite who says these terrible things about Jews. That's right. And I say a lot of things about Gentiles too, don't I? I expose them. I've exposed a bunch of them on this show. And I'm going to keep exposing Gentiles, Jews, everyone. And I'm going to keep uplifting the good. I'm going to keep talking about the precious, the wholesome, the things that we should hold on to. Think about the pure. Well, Pizzagate. I won't, please, order my book, The Destroyer. You'll see. Order my book, The Holy Serpent of the Jews. You'll see. Order my book, The Pastors and Churches That Have Turned Corrupt. Phone us toll free, 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673 to order any of our books. And by the way, when you order a book, and you can, by the way, you can order today's program too. It's $10. And always add $5 shipping to your order. We'll send you a CD of today's program. When you order anything from us, we're going to put you on our mailing list. Then you'll get our mailing list. You'll get our newsletter every month. This coming month, we're doing a newsletter about fake news. Fake news. Fake Christianity. And the truth. Oh, yes. You've got to, you finish up with the truth, my friends, after exposing fake Christianity and fake news. But today we're talking about real news. Now, to get these books, The Destroyer, or The Holy Serpent of the Jews, or the one about the corrupt pastors and churches, again, that number is 1-800-234-9673. Or you go to our website, powerofprophecy.com. powerofprophecy.com or to texmars.com, or you can mail us. And remember now, add $5 shipping and handling. Each of these books is $20. Now, our address is 1708 Patterson, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Now let's return to our regular program. We have about 15 minutes to go here, and I've got a lot to talk about, so much. You know, I first started this talking about the New Age movement years ago, the New Age movement, and I realized then how kids were being tortured and sexually abused, and many were being introduced into the New Age movement. And there were at that time a number of children that had been satanically ritually abused, SRA they call it. And there were some fakes out there too. There's always, Satan will always send a few children that were fakes. And they make claims that prove not to be true. I remember a woman named Lauren Stratford. I didn't believe any of her stories, but I'd really checked them out. But there were others, the Franklin cover-up, of course. There was the Child Finders cult, a cult that operated out of New Jersey and Florida. And they were taking children and they were selling them. They were abducting them, and the parents were actually selling their kids, these drug-addled parents, druggers, and they would sell their kids to this Child Finders cult. And then the Child Finders cult, using computers, and they would sell the kids to foreign potentates, to Arab sheikhs. It seems like homosexuality and pedophilia is big among the Arabs, among the Islamic groups. In Afghanistan, in Syria, down in Saudi Arabia, and especially in Israel, there's pedophiles everywhere. And the Child Finders cult was involved in these. And then the McMartin preschool case came up in California, and let me tell you, that was true. That was true. My good friend, he's now passed away, the FBI, one of the top FBI agents in the world, Mr. Gunderson, Ted Gunderson. He's passed away, I guess, just of old age and heart attack. But he did a lot of work on the McMartin case, and he found the tunnels, and he knew everything that was going on. And, of course, the media tried to exonerate those involved in the McMartin case. But Ted Gunderson of the FBI had investigated and knew what the truth was, and he told me all about it. Then I read of the Brussels case. In Brussels, Belgium, a man named Dutro, D-U-T-R-O-U-X, seemed to be friends of all the judges in Europe. Why, he knew all the prime ministers and the members of the parliament and so forth, the European community. He had a huge mansion. And I'll tell you, he put on parties there that were right out of the movie Eyes Wide Shut. Mr. Dutro, as it turned out, had children in dungeons down in the bottom of his castle that he was torturing and making films of, sex films, and he would have big parties and would use these kids in sex rituals. And, of course, satanic paraphernalia were everywhere. Satan is a big member of this. He's the director of it. And then, of course, I've exposed to you the Catholic priest. The Catholic priests there are hundreds of thousands of little boys around the world that have been abused by the Catholic priest. And they have paid out literally billions of dollars in court suits to parents and to children that were raped by them. And then we go to some famous, I'm bringing up all these cases. You can read about them, about the Brussels case of Mr. Dutro, about the Child Finders cult, about Franklin cover-up. Go to Google, if you've got an internet, and look these up. The Bohemian Grove and all of its child abuse. Then there's right here at Penn State, Pennsylvania State University, where Coach Sandusky for years operated. And don't tell me Joe Paterno, the coach, didn't know what was going on. Of course he knew what was going on. He must have been a participant, knowledgeable about these horrible acts. And Sandusky was a member of a big ring. In fact, there in Penn State in Pennsylvania, there was a district attorney who was sickened to hear about all this pedophilia going on, even among these coaches. And this district attorney decided to do something about it. And guess what happened to him? He is dead today. He's missing. The district attorney who investigated the Sandusky case is missing today. That's what's happened to hundreds who've investigated, who've checked on this. I was just reading about a young lady named Monica Peterson, who went over to Haiti because she heard about Hillary and Bill Clinton and George W. Bush, and they were doing all kind of sexual things to little kids there in Haiti, especially after the big earthquake that was there a few years ago. And now Miss Peterson has been murdered. Oh, it's dangerous to investigate these international sex rings. that abuse little kids. In the Protestant churches, I read about this, in the Methodist, Episcopal particularly. And that's where Freemasonry is too, by the way, in those denominations. Now this pizza gate, there have been numerous children there, 16-year-olds, 4-year-olds that say, I was abused. I don't always believe the kids, but I do sometimes. And when I see them with their testimony, and YouTube has a number of these kids testifying, and what they're saying is true. Now, I'm a grizzled old man. I was in the Air Force for 20 years. I earned the Vietnam Service Medal and got a lot of military decorations. I'm pretty hardened. I'm a pretty hard guy. I don't fall for things. When I hear about something like 9/11, they say, oh, it must have been a conspiracy. Well, just a minute. I'll check it out. Give me a few weeks, a few months. I check it out. I find out what's really going on. You know me. If you've been in this ministry long, you know that I don't fall for anything, but I'm going to find out. I'm going to discover. And I've discovered Pizzagate. And you know, the good news is who is exposing Tony Podesta, John Podesta, the Comet ping pong parlor. Oh yeah, sure. Ping pong parlor. Nonsense. Hillary Clinton, Huma Abedin, these 650,000 missing, well, they're found now. Emails. That Wiener head. You know Wiener, Congressman Wiener? Yeah, the Wiener. Turns out he was a pervert. He was speaking sexually to a 16-year-old girl online, showing his you-know-what to her sexually, while he had his own child in bed with him. He was showing himself sexually to some 16-year-old girl on the phone. Phone sex, they called it. Turned out his wife was giving all of her emails to him, you see, because the FBI was wanting to see these emails. They said, give us all your emails. And Congress subpoenaed them. So they were supposed to turn them over. But Hillary said, well, Huma, we want to keep all our emails because that's where all our contacts are. All the people who paid for play to get favors at the State Department. Oh, yes. The Saudi sheikhs, the Arabs, all of them. All of these people who are members of the Child Finders Cult who are getting all that. That's what they want to cover up. And so have your husband, Wiener, Congressman, former Congressman Wiener, have him, she'll hide all these emails for us. And the FBI, James Comey, the FBI director, said that 650,000 emails were put in the personal computer of Mr. Wiener by Huma Abedin. That's where they were hiding these emails. They wanted to keep track of all their customers, all their clients throughout the world. And of course, the head of Comet Ping Pong Pizzeria, a man named James Elefantis. In a Washington magazine, he was on a list of the most influential men in the world. He was number 29. How does a guy who owns a pizzeria become the 29th most influential man in the whole world? In a Washington, D.C. magazine. Think about that. A man who owned a pizzeria, James Elefantis, was called the 29th most influential man in the world. Oh, yes. Now, you see, the FBI has these 650,000 emails. They got them. The New York Police Department and its own attorney there, district attorney, got these emails and turned them over to the FBI. Now, the FBI said we went through them and we didn't find anything. They didn't find anything of these 650,000. Now, 33,000 of them are subpoenaed by Congress, but Hillary says, oh, they've been destroyed. They're not around. Ha, ha, ha. But turns out they are around. They're part of that 650,000. Who puts out 650,000 emails? Only a bunch of perverts keeping track of all their clients. Well, that's no problem. The FBI has them. Why don't the FBI turn them over? Why don't they turn them over to the Trump administration? Why don't they turn them over to me, Tex Mars, to expose? If they say there's nothing damaging on those 650,000, do you remember during the last days of the campaign, the political campaign, they spent, what, a week looking at these? A week! That's all they took looking at 650,000. They said, we don't see any crimes here, so we're going to just let Hillary go. so they didn't charge her with anything. Well, that's no problem because Congress says, well, give us the 650,000 emails. We want to see them. There's many of them are State Department letters. They don't belong to Hillary Clinton or to Huma Abedin, her lesbian lover, or Mr. Wiener. They belong to the United States of America. They are State Department materials. And the FBI said, yes, they are, but we're not going to give them up. Now, why is that? Why is Mr. Comey not coughing up the 650,000 emails? He refuses to hand them over to Congress. Oh, they want to get rid of all the emails first that are indictments that will get all these people indicted. All of them will be thrown into prison. Now, listen, John Podesta has all of the news media of Washington, D.C., and the world, the mainline people, Mr. Tapper and all of Ms. Raddatz and all these big-time TV people, the ones that conducted the debates and so forth, NBC, ABC, CBS, all of these news media, and he would invite them over to his house, and you ought to see his artwork. I have seen it. It's online. There are pictures of it. Google them up, Tony Podesta's artwork, and look, what has he got? Pictures of little kids in diapers with their hands bound behind their back. That's child pedophilia. That's perverted. That's against the law to have kids, little kids in diapers, in photographs. And he's got them all over his walls. And he's also got cannibal, Jeffrey Dahmer type pedophile cannibalism. And those pictures on the wall. There's one of a woman all cut into pieces. That's the kind of artwork Tony Podesta digs. That's the kind he likes. Man, you knew who Jeffrey Dahmer is, of course. He killed all those young boys. He was a homosexual, a rape artist. It's an amazing thing. Now, Miley Cyrus is involved in this. Remember some years ago, there was a picture of her and her father, Billy Ray Cyrus, and it appeared to be perverted pedophilia. And she was laying down on top of him, and they were embracing each other. And people criticized those pictures, I believe they were in Esquire magazine, and said, that's pedophilia. Of course, she's been known for twerking, whatever that means, you know, moving your back end around with nothing, hardly, you're not wearing anything. She doesn't usually wear much. Shows her breasts and all that stuff. Miley Cyrus, a singer-entertainer. Turns out she's a pizza star. Oh, yes. She's into pizza. Get it? She's made all these, they say she loves pizza. Get it? Oh, yeah. The Pizza Gate cover-up. And now the media are trying to cover it up. The Washington Post, the New York Times, they've all, Time Magazine, they've all put out these articles like, oh, it's fake. It's not true. None of these things are so. Yes, they are. Believe it, friends. Believe it. Pizzagate. Go to YouTube. They're trying to get rid of, they're assiduously destroying everything on the internet, trying to get rid of the evidence. But I'm telling you, it's worldwide. There are hundreds of thousands of little kids being abused. Pizzagate is real. And it's got to be stopped. Please, please, believe what's happening. And pray. Pray for these little kids. Pray for the children. I'm Tex Morris. Today you've been listening to Power of Prophecy. Please tune in each week and discover the power of prophecy.